This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters in Germany clashed with police Saturday over coronavirus measures, with officers using water cannon, pepper spray, and batons against people trying to break through police barriers. More than 20,000 people participated in the protest in the central German city of Kassel, where there were also confrontations between the demonstrators and counter-protesters. Thousands of people marched through downtown Kassel despite a court ban, and most did not comply with infection control protocols, such as wearing face masks.
This is the center of freedom, freedom of speech, and freedom of association.
Protesters took to the streets of London on Saturday to demonstrate against some coronavirus measures, demanding the government to allow mass protests. Demonstrations against government measures to rein in the pandemic were reported in several other countries across Europe, including Austria, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland. Miami Beach officials are imposing an emergency 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew effective immediately, saying large, out-of-control spring break crowds crammed the beaches, trashed some restaurant properties, and brawled in the streets. It's not clear how long the curfew will remain in effect, but interim city manager Raul Aguilar told the Miami Herald that he recommended keeping it in place through April 12th or the end of spring break. Hundreds of people gathered in a park across from the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta Saturday to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage parlors earlier in the week. A 21-year-old white man, Robert Aaron Long, is accused of killing 8 people at 3 Atlanta-area massage businesses on Tuesday. 6 of the victims were Asian American women. This is VOA News. Opponents of Myanmar's coup fled gunfire in Naypyidaw on Saturday as international pressure on the military junta increased. Video obtained by the Reuters news agency showed crowds of protesters running down a street in the country's capital while tear gas and live rounds were fired in the background. News reports say at least one person was killed. Meanwhile, dozens of protesters on motorbikes took to the street in the southeastern city of Dawei on Saturday to protest the military coup. Authorities have tightened restrictions on internet services, making information increasingly difficult to verify. They have also clamped down on private media. Demonstrations against the coup have continued since February 1st in several cities and towns across the country, including Mandalay and Yangon. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday condemned what he called the military's continual brutal violence. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews called for sanctions in response to the general's ruthless attacks on the people. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said Saturday international spectators will not be allowed to enter Japan during this year's delayed Olympic Games and Paralympic Games amid concerns over the coronavirus. Tickets purchased by overseas residents will be refunded, according to the president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, Seiko Hashimoto. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said the move was made for the safety of everyone concerned.
These Olympic Games will indeed be the light at the end of the dark tunnel we are all still in, and that these Games will send a strong message of peace, solidarity, and resilience.
The Olympic Games were postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They are now scheduled for July 23rd to August 8th, with the Paralympics from August 24th to September 5th. Tanzanians paid their last respects to the late President John Magufuli on Saturday at a public ceremony in the capital Dar es Salaam. The mourners included Magufuli's successor as president, the country's former vice president, Samia Suluhu Hassan. Writing on Twitter, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris congratulated President Samia Suluhu Hassan. The vice president said, sending best wishes to @SuluhuSamia following her swearing in as Tanzania's new president. The United States stands ready to work with you to strengthen relations between our two countries. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.